all agree if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you, grassroots level, bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess. And I would say congratulations. You know, if you're looking for a man, woman of the year to point to, I would say it is the American voter. They spoke, said, look, we're not ready to abandon this great American experiment. We're ready for a shot, and Donald Trump, I believe, connected with people. And as much as he said, hey, look, at this point, what have you got to lose? We've got a trajectory that our country is moving in that is rather deleterious. We could not afford another 4 years of the Barack Obama policies, especially when it comes to immigration. And our guest that we always enjoy having with us is Bruce Thatcher, author of the breakthrough book. You've heard me brag about it on many occasions, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He's also the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. I mean, this is the importance of history, isn't it, Bruce Thatcher?
Well, it is the importance of history, and it's the thing that history should play, the role that history should play, especially in our education and schools. But it is at the government level that we really need to learn these lessons. And I think under Trump, as far as immigration is concerned, we're going to get a look at some of them at least.
Yes. Well, you know, certainly it helps when we have the educational system cooperating with, you know, with a worldview that advances the cause of this American experiment, of this republic. You know, when you have so much being taught out there that deals with and more in the realm of theory than practical application, I mean, it's worse than what, you know, Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking. You know, it's very dangerous because it's not just about thoughts. I mean, it's presented as empirical evidence when it just is not so. And these kids are just surprised when, you know, they go out and they have a conversation with somebody outside of the covering of their safe places on the campuses, and you look at it and you go, whoa, you know, where did you come from? You know, what planet did you fall out of to land here with some of the thoughts that you have about government?
You see some of this with the man on the street type interviews.
Yes.
Show up on television, just astounding, absolutely astounding. And I hope that that'll take a lot longer to change. It'll take quite a while to change the institutional entrenchment of that kind of training, and I hope that will happen. But I think we're going to see some things on immigration in the very early days of the Trump administration that will mark a distinct shift.
Mm-hmm. Historically, Bruce, as you written in your book, immigration, you know, and good immigration policies makes for good politics, as they say. It can work positively, but when you abandon the rule of law and immigration policies, which have been quite evidenced over the last 8 years here, you have the immigration of 21st century America right now, which is absolute chaos.
It is indeed, and in the thing that will be most stark in the early days of the Trump administration as regards immigration, I think, will be enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see that, and we're going to see it in at least four areas. We're going to see it at the southern border. We're going to see it as regards so-called criminal aliens. We're going to see it as regards visa overstayers, and we're going to see it as regards employers, blatant employers of the illegal aliens. And things will look a lot different at the southern border. Of course, Trump and everybody talks about the wall, and that's going to happen, but not quite in the image, I think, that a lot of people think. It'll be a combination of things. There will be some more wall, there will be fences, and there will be electronic surveillance and more patrols, but we'll distinctly see action there, and just as fast as it can get funding to do.
Mm-hmm.
What we'll see right away is an end of catch and release.
Right.
It's going to become catch and return.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the immediate big thing As regards criminal aliens, we're going to target those for fast removal proceedings, I'm sure, and issue detainers. Trump has said he's going to issue detainers for anybody, any alien, illegal alien who is arrested for anything. And that's going to get in many places into the sanctuary city things. I think that we'll see some sanctions brought right away against sanctuary cities that don't cooperate. And we'll probably see an early enaction of Kate's Law.
Yes.
I would expect that to happen. It'll take some additional laws, I think, to really withhold all funds from sanctuary cities, but some of them are going to get withheld right away.
Well, to your point, Bruce, there's a lot of immediate things that can be done. Enforcing the law will just go a long way, just to begin with. The left, progressives would want to paint this picture of, Gestapo-like tactics and people breaking into houses, separating families, and we'll see video on the nightly news of little kids crying in the, front yards as their parents are being dragged off, feet dragging, thrown in a paddy wagon and taken to the border and released there. Some of this stuff is so outlandish. I mean, we have to remember why we even have immigration, why we have rules of law in the first place, and what we're trying to do here. If people lose sight of that, then they start, imagining things that are just not even in the playbook. And this is the thing that I find that is a bit dismantling and distractive, is when Republicans and conservatives have to defend against this kind of ridiculous rhetoric.
It's absolutely a shame that people can't understand there's a difference between illegal, and even in the law, it's distinct difference. Illegal aliens are one thing. Legal immigrants and permanent residents are quite a different thing, and there's nothing in any of these so-called law enforcement categories that are going to impact on legal permanent residents and immigrants.
Mm.
And you're right. The left and the progressives are going to represent every single detention as some sort of Gestapo tactic kind of thing, because they want to delegitimize the government, and they want to particularly delegitimize conservatives who want the law enforced. But the enforcement of the laws is an immigrant-friendly behavior and activity. Because to the extent that it helps their employment, to the extent that it increases their safety because it removes these criminal aliens and so forth, it's good for all people in the country, at least all of them I can think of.
Well, Bruce, real quick here, you mentioned Kate's Law, and for some of our audience that still, we kind of throw that around because you and I are up to speed on it quite readily, and most are. Explain to our audience Kate's Law and why it needs to be passed.
Well, Kate's Law is it essentially, in various forms, however it comes up, it will mandate sentences for criminal aliens who are convicted of re-entry into the country after they've been deported. The normal approach for criminal aliens is to simply deport them. But the law increases penalties or increases severity of their crime when they then come back after they've been deported. In Kate Steinle in San Francisco, it was a woman who was shot by a criminal alien who had been convicted several times of felonies.
I think something like five times or something.
And came back into the sanctuary city of San Francisco again and again, and finally killed an innocent bystander.
Well, Bruce, we're out of time, as always. Great to have you with us, author of the breakthrough book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce Thatcher on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.